Well, this is a salutary reminder as to why Britain needs to deal with the enormous debts and deficit that we inherited, why we've got to stick to those plans. And it should be a wake-up call to anyone who thinks we can afford as a country to loosen the purse strings. We can't afford to do that, and that's why there'll be no unfunded giveaways in next week's budget.
But Fitch, remember, is one of the three major credit agencies, the other two being S&P and Moody's, and it's following on from Moody's lead in a way by giving the UK this negative outlook, and it isn't good news ahead of the budget. It does give the opposition some more fodder next week, next Wednesday, when the Chancellor presents that budget. They already had some something to go on today with the unemployment figures out, showing that unemployment is rising. But what the government will say, though, is that it backs up George Osborne's plan to stick to Plan A and to reduce the fiscal deficit. And Fitch goes into that, into their statement, by saying it judges the government's fiscal consolidation plans to be credible, reflecting the strong political commitment and institutional capacity. I think what it might mean is that, and the budget is still being drawn up, we know that through briefings, it hasn't been finalised yet. There will be a meeting of what's known as the quartet at the end of this week, that is the Chancellor and the Prime Minister from the Conservative side, and within the coalition, the Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander, and the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, from the other side of the coalition, from the Liberal Democrats. And what they might be minded not to do now is do some sort of big giveaway, if you like, and stick more tightly to trying to reduce the deficit. It means, though, that within the next 2 years, there is about a 50% chance that the UK could be downgraded, but the government will say it is still on the right track.